Welcome back. Our good friend from the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, Hillary Miller, is back to join us for an update this dreary April morning. Hillary, you're bringing bright sunshine to an otherwise gloomy day.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can never have too many friends, and so it's always, we really appreciate our friends here at QATV as well.
Likewise, yeah, it's a great relationship. We're happy to bring some good news to the folks about the Friends and about the library in general. It's been, I think last fall you were here last for an update?
I was, yeah. So it's been a number of months, you know, changing of the seasons
exactly.
And all of that.
Yeah.
So happy to provide some updates on some upcoming programming we have and happy to just chat about the Friends in general.
We should probably start there for folks who might not be familiar. What is the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, Hillary?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is meant to support our library, our very special Thomas Crane Public Library, including all of the branches here in Quincy.
Right.
So we raise funds to support library programming, anything from concerts to the Cranium Maker Space, children's programming, so many of these different programs across all of our branches. So there are just many ways that we provide support and just advocacy for libraries as well.
Right. Yeah, I think folks might not be familiar with, they just assume, because those programs are offered so often here in Quincy, that it's part of the overall city budget. It is not. It's extra. Right? It's all extra.
It is.
Yeah.
And you have to, if you look very carefully on the events on the calendar, it will say sponsored by the Friends of the Library.
Right.
But yes,
we're
happy.
A lot of people don't look at that.
I know.
They
yes.
They just assume. So.
But we're happy to do that. Whether or not we're getting the recognition,
yep.
These are very important programs to support, although we certainly could use our own support so we can make these things happen for the library.
Why is it so important to you personally, Hillary? What, you know, this is a passion, obviously, for you.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
I've been a friend to libraries in general for a long time.
Mm.
Some of my earliest memories growing up are spending time in my public library in my small hometown in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And these are great places to get to have programming, have community.
Yeah.
And then I also have graduate degrees, so I spent a lot of time in libraries in general as I'm working through all of my degrees.
It's a great point. It's much more than just a place to go and get books and magazines and read newspapers. It's part of the community, especially in smaller areas, right? Smaller
Absolutely.
Communities. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's good to point that out, I think, and make it an important part of people's lives. The Friends, how many Friends are there now here in Quincy?
So we actually have a couple of hundred people who are part of the Friends, and
Super.
It's very easy to join the Friends. You can never have too many friends.
That's right.
And we're always looking for more. And just by donating to the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, you are a member and you are a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And donations go so far to be able to support these different programs that we offer. A couple of easy ways to join for people who are interested. You can go through the website. We do have a page on the Thomas Crane Library website. You can go right there and you can join online. There's also a paper form that you could fill out and send in that way too.
Okay.
And there are a number of benefits to being in the Friends, not just that good feeling you get when you're supporting your local library,
right.
But you also do get access to our newsletter that comes out twice a year, and it's getting ready to come out, so friends should be looking for it in their inboxes pretty soon.
Okay.
So we'll have that coming up. You also get special Friends bookstore offers, access to those as well, and you also get an invitation to our annual meeting, which is held every spring.
Okay. How much does it cost to be a friend of the Thomas Crane Library?
This is the thing. Any more, you can just sort of decide how much you'd like
it's
to donate.
To you, yeah.
It's up to you and what you are able to give.
Yep. And what are the responsibilities of being a friend? Are there any kind of mandatory things that I have to do if I'm a friend?
No, that's the beauty of it. You can really decide how involved you would like to get. We do have a board. We do have an executive board that if anybody's interested in that, they can certainly reach out to that. And we oversee various committees, such as the garden committee.
Yeah.
It's getting to that time of the year where the gardens are starting to bloom here at the library.
Yes, yes.
And it doesn't happen on its own. It takes volunteers to be able to make something like that happen.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested in joining that committee, they could reach out to us through our email address that way too.
You know, I didn't realize there was a special committee just for, I know that the Wollaston Garden Club helps to tend to some of the
yes,
animals as well.
Yeah, we really appreciate their help and support as well.
Sure.
But then we also have friends volunteers as well.
I did not know that. So, all right. Well, the daffodils are up.
They are.
Crocus is already gone. They've gone by already.
Yes.
So things are sprouting, yeah.
Certainly. And those daffodils are so bright and cheery on a dreary day like
today. Indeed, yes. What other committees do the Friends have?
Oh, we also have our bookstore committee.
Yes.
So this is a really big undertaking.
Yep.
You know, it takes 50 volunteers to have our bookstore open the 21 hours a week we're open currently.
Really? Wow.
So, and we can always use more volunteers. So anybody who's interested can certainly reach out to us through our email address and find out how to get involved. But yeah, we really appreciate our volunteers who make that possible.
Sure.
Because everything that we sell in our bookstore goes back to supporting programs at the library.
It's probably the main source of funding, isn't it?
It is one of our, it is.
I would think.
Yeah, that and our membership, the donations through membership.
Sure. What do you know what the current hours now are of the bookstore? I know it's expanding.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. It is. Yes. Yeah, so we are currently open, a little different by each day, but Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m.,
okay.
So afternoon hours those days. Closed on Tuesdays, and then Thursdays it's open 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and then 5 to 8 p.m.
So
those morning hours are great, especially if anybody's stopping by some of the children's programming.
For sure.
Thursday mornings.
Yep.
Stop on in then. We do also have Saturday hours as well, so it's open from 9:30 to 3:30 on Saturdays.
Well, that's a good long time on a Saturday.
Yes, and that's at the main library.
Right.
So you could stop in during those hours. The bookstore is just off of the atrium. But we do now have a pop-up bookstore up at the North Quincy branch, too. Exactly.
Oh, this is breaking news.
Yes.
I had not heard about this.
So it's just a smaller selection up there at North Quincy, pretty much accessible when the North Quincy branch is open.
Oh, okay.
But has the same great prices that we have over at the main bookstore at the main library.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Okay. And this time of the year, we talked about the gardens already.
Yeah.
We are featuring gardening books this spring, so people getting ready with their green thumbs to get out there and garden. In April, they're also offering 10 mass market books for $1. So great prices there.
Yeah.
And buy one, get one free art books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a great time to check out the bookstore.
Very
for sure.
So, yeah. When did the North Quincy bookstore open?
It's been very recently.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So something that they've been trying out, and it's been successful so far.
Well, folks, if haven't been to the North Quincy branch lately, it underwent a major transformation over the past couple of years, so it really looks great. It's a complete remodel of what it was.
Yes, and it's worthwhile to stop at every one of our branches
and
check them out and see what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Adam Shore branch just celebrated their 55th anniversary or something like that. So there's a lot going on for sure.
Definitely. Now, we do have these wonderful bookstores. We could use donations as well. And I'm talking donations of the items to sell in those stores.
Right.
So anything from gently used books, CDs, DVDs, items like that we could sell in our bookstores, including in our new tween section in the bookstore too. So also accepting those. Our website, though, has a full listing of what we accept and what we do not accept.
Okay.
So things like encyclopedias and textbooks, things like that.
Okay. Well, those things are dated, unfortunately. You know, they expire very quickly these days, and folks just don't use them anymore, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although sometimes they're fun to look through.
They're a lot of fun to look through, and they make a great coffee table display, too.
Exactly.
For sure. Can you make donations during the same hours that the bookstores are open?
Yes.
Okay.
At the main branch, you can make donations in the atrium pretty much anytime the library's open.
Oh, okay.
If you have like a larger donation that you'd like to bring by, you can get details on our website to tell you how to donate.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to wait for the store to open. You
can anytime the library's open, drop off those donations.
Okay, very good. Back to the newsletter for a sec. So it's just an electronic version?
Mostly, yes. Okay. Fortunately, we do have email addresses for many of our members, so it'll be hitting their electronic, their email inboxes pretty soon.
Okay, very good. You mentioned your annual meeting. It's coming up, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is just around the corner. So this year, it is going to be on Tuesday, May 6th.
Okay.
So there are two parts to this.
Oh, okay.
At 6:30 p.m., there will be the Friends Annual Meeting, which is our business meeting. Everybody's welcome to attend, whether or not you're a friend, although members are granted voting privileges.
Okay.
And then at 7 o'clock p.m., that's when our special program begins. Now, all of this will be in the Richardson Building
at
the main library.
Okay.
So we do have a special speaker coming this year.
Yeah, please do tell.
Yes. Linda Coombs is a member of the Aquinnah Wampanoag at Martha's Vineyard, and she is going to be coming to talk about the discovery of America from the perspective of the New England Indigenous Nations.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so she wrote a book called Race to the Truth, Colonization and the Wampanoag Story. Mm. So she's going to be talking about that process of writing that book. She's going to be talking about the history of Massachusetts Indigenous Nations. And also, a lot of her work focuses on communicating accurate and appropriate representations of the Wampanoag and other Indigenous peoples.
Fascinating.
So it's going to be a wonderful program. We're going to learn a lot during that. And that part of that begins at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 6th. This is free to attend.
Okay.
Anybody can attend. You don't have to have an advance reservation.
Okay.
Just show up to the Richardson Building and join us for a great evening.
Okay, very good. And I'm assuming there may be some books available during that presentation afterwards?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I believe she's also willing to sign the books as well.
Okay, very good. That's great to hear. I had not heard about that event, so that's good to know. Excellent. And might be a good incentive to become a friend right now if you wanted to attend the meeting.
Or even if you're just thinking about becoming a friend, come to the meeting, see what we're all about, see what we're up to, and ask us any questions.
Absolutely. We should ask about, it's Quincy 400, of course, this year, as you're well aware.
Yes.
From your day job.
Yes.
Anything that the Friends have planned in special for Quincy 400?
So the library has an amazing array of programming that they have put together.
Yeah.
Right. It's incredible that they've put together for Quincy 400, and we are happy to support their efforts as much as we can.
Absolutely. They've had a bunch of lectures already. They have more planned. There's some children's events, I know, coming up even just this weekend. There's a children's concert on Sunday. Friends supported, I'm sure.
Yes.
So folks should really check out the calendar of events. Then summer.
Summer's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's going to be happening.
So we're looking ahead to summer.
Yep.
You will be able to find us, the Friends, and the library at the farmers markets this summer, which are going to be on Fridays over at Kilroy Square.
Yep.
So stop by our table, learn a little bit more about us, and just support the libraries there too. The After Hours event is going to be coming up as well. I know we like to talk about those.
Well, they're
here.
All fun. Yeah.
They are. So they're still working out the details of when that will be, but we are anticipating that the Summer After Hours event, which is a 21-plus event, will be held in June.
Okay.
And they're looking at sort of a Midsummer Night's Dream
theme. Oh, really?
Midsummer, thinking about summer that way. So that's always a really great time with food and drinks and activities for anybody who's 21-plus.
Okay. All right, that sounds like fun, so be on the lookout for that.
Maybe
a lot of Shakespeare-themed outfits. Out
there. Perhaps, yeah. It's always fun to... We like a theme,
yes.
Don't we?
Okay. Are those just for friends? Or
no,
that,
that's open to the public. Anybody who would like to come, there's really no admission fee for it.
Yeah.
However, you can support the Friends through, you know, making any purchases while you're there.
Well, right. And as you said, it's a 501c3 nonprofit, so
exactly.
Donations are all tax deductible as well. And this is at the main branch, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And I think they're hoping to try for an outdoor event for that after-hours event. The weather has to cooperate for that, and it hasn't always cooperated.
It's certainly not lately. Yeah, let's hope things change by then for sure.
We'll hope so.
We are speaking, Hillary, during National Library Week.
Yes.
This week, yeah.
Happy National Library
Week. The same
to you. Thank you so much. Yes, so pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. This is a week that was developed all the way back in 1958, and it is run by the American Library Association. And it's really just to draw attention to libraries and the amazing things that they do for our communities, finding ways to support those. And during National Library Week, people are encouraged to visit their libraries, and we certainly hope people do that.
Right.
Encourage a friend to get a library card.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a library card, get your friend to get one too, or go in together and get your library cards. And just browse the shelves, attend a program, and certainly we have many programs here at our library that we can use to celebrate National Library Week.
Certainly.
Now the theme this year though is drawn to the library. So think about art, but also just coming in and being part of that community in the library as well.
Okay. Do folks still have physical library cards?
They do.
Really?
They do. And actually, the library recently has been updating some of the look of those cards as well.
Okay.
So they can kind of becoming, I feel like, a little bit of a collector's item, too. And I know me, I've been a member of different libraries through the years, and yeah. I have all of my library cards,
is that right?
So I get to enjoy them.
Yeah. Now, being a member, having your library card gets you access not only to the Thomas Crane, but all libraries in that network, isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, and even beyond that, too.
Okay.
I mean, Thomas Crane Public Library has access to interlibrary loan services mm-hmm. from beyond our local library, local library network, and then beyond.
Right.
So really, you have access to so many different materials, both physical materials and also electronic materials
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. Just through the website alone, there's many online databases that folks can access, magazines that they can read for free, different websites they can visit for free, music they can download for free. So there's a lot available for
mm-hmm.
sure. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else we should let folks know about?
Well, one thing coming up is that I brought my trusty Friends of the Library mug
yes.
with me again today.
I remember the last
and
time.
And just to tell people that...
Here we go.
Yep. Here we go. So, coming soon, library merch. Maybe not exactly like this.
Oh, you've got an exclusive. Okay.
I know, this is exclusive for me. Just for you, so we can enjoy that here together.
Yes.
This mug.
Yes, cheers.
Yeah, cheers there. But library merch coming soon.
Okay, at the bookstore?
Certainly, at the bookstore.
Okay.
That's the plan. So we're still working out the details of that and the designs, but I know I'm very excited about it, personally.
All right. And the funds will go towards the
supporting
Friends?
Supporting the Friends and then supporting the library.
Excellent. Great to see you, Hillary, as always.
Oh, good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Please come back.
Oh, certainly.
All right, we'll get another update. Thanks again.
Thank you.